Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. We're talking cattle on feed in just a moment. Coming up Saturday, December 1st at 12:30, it's Wheeler Farms, MCS Cattle Company, and Sims Family Cattle selling at the new Wheeler Farms Sale Facility in Chickasha, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 102 lots, 73 registered Hereford females, 29 breeding age bulls, Hereford Angus, and Red Angus. For more information, call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081. Go to the November Cowman Magazine, page 28, for more information, or go to mcsauction.com for the catalog.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Cattle on feed numbers out on Wednesday, just ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. Had the opportunity to talk right after the report was released with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl, give us a rundown on the numbers.
You bet. Placements in October came in lower than expected at 93.9% of last year. Marketings came in a tiny bit higher than expected at 104.8% of last year, and that leaves us with a November 1 on-feed total 103.2% of last year.
And that on-feed number a little bit under what the trade was expecting. Daryl, of course, this was a little bit of an unusual report in that it was issued during the trading day just ahead of Thanksgiving, moved off the normal Friday release to a Wednesday morning release. So we actually got some reaction from the live cattle feeder cattle futures. They responded positively to the report. But longer term, beyond that, just that brief time of immediate reaction, Daryl, what do you think this report does for us, bigger picture, when it comes to the market outlook for our beef industry?
Well, I think the market will react very favorable to it. It is bullish on sort of both ends in terms of the pre-report expectations. So market's going to like this. You know, again, we're holding that cattle on feed inventory. You know, we've really kind of whittled away at it all year. We started the year after having placed a lot of cattle in late 2017 at 107 to 108% year-over-year increases in feedlot inventories. And as we've gone through the year, we've continued to market cattle very aggressively, even though we've continued to place a few more cattle. But we're holding that feedlot inventory in check. And so, you know, short-run reaction here should be very positive to this report.
I would think that, you know, when you're just talking, what, 3% or so above a year ago on the on-feed number, that has to make people feel pretty good about where we are with this overall cattle inventory.
Yeah, I think so. You know, if you look at that, I mean, that's pretty consistent with, you know, the increases we've seen in the calf crop last year, you know, that would be flowing through the feedlots this year. And those numbers don't line up exactly, but, you know, what it suggests is that we are clearly staying, you know, caught up with this market. We're, you know, generally staying current. And we've seen that, of course, the carcass weights they've increased a little bit this year after dropping sharply last year, but they've actually held pretty well, and they've certainly held well here in the second half of the year. So all of those factors combined with this inventory number really do set us up to say that we have handled larger supplies and larger beef production about as well as you could ever expect in this industry.
You feel pretty good about that placement number. In other words, obviously that was well under what a lot of the folks were expecting for this report.
Yeah, I think probably the reason for the surprise may be, you know, we look at auction totals, we look at the feeder cattle marketings and so on. But you know, one of the things that's been different certainly here in the Southern Plains is we've had earlier starts to wheat pasture. We've had some trouble getting cattle turned out on wheat until very recently. But that doesn't mean that there wasn't demand. So some of those volumes were going to cattle that were going out in the country. And we're comparing it to a year ago when we had exactly the opposite situation, where we had dry conditions and cattle that would have gone out on wheat pasture were being moved to the feedlot. So we're going to see that in October. We'll probably see it again in November. That sort of reflects those different conditions. I suspect our Southern Plains wheat pasture conditions have quite a bit to do with that.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel talking with us about this latest cattle on feed report. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 37th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl Competition, Saturday, December 1st at noon at the Atoka Livestock Auction. Selling 80 breeding-aged bulls, limousine and limb flex, mostly black polled. All bulls are eligible to be judged in the pens the day before the sale for the outstanding bull. To view an online catalog, go to www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.